Blog Talk Radio.
So, you want to be a hero? Here are some ways to get the job. Hunt down that killer shark. Or run into a burning house to save a kitten. Luckily, there's an easier way to become a hero. Call 911 if you see someone experiencing the symptoms of stroke, sudden weakness on one side, or trouble speaking, walking, or seeing. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. You'll be a real hero. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter at Joy Keyes. Also, check us out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keyes. And you can check out archive shows on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google, as well as here at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for all your support. Really appreciate that. Also, let you know you can email me. Email SaturdaysWithJoyKeyes@hotmail.com. Well, this evening, people, I have a young, talented, beautiful actress. She is on Power Book 2, and they are starting their new season coming up. And her name is Latoya Tonodeo. And let me see, I think this is her on the line. Good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
So, wow, you are on, like, this is a seriously big show in the Black community on Stars. They're coming up, the new season. How did you get the part? Let's just start with that. Like, what happened? What was the process? People like to know those kind of details.
Well, I've always been a fan of Power, and I really wanted to be a part of the Power series before I even knew that there was going to be a whole universe. So when that audition ever came through, I was like, oh, man, okay, I guess that's that. And the next thing I know, I started hearing talks about, like, spinoffs and all of that. And my team, my managers, my agents, they sent me an audition. I had an audition for Diana and for Lauren. Put myself on tape for both. I ended up getting a callback for Diana, and I was literally in the room with Courtney Kemp, Anthony Hemingway, Shanna Stein, like everybody, the producers, everyone. And
wow.
It felt really good. Yeah, it was a really good audition. I was really excited about it. I remember walking out like, listen, if I don't get it, I know I booked the room. Like, I felt really good about that audition. And then later that day, I found out I was pinned for the role, which means, like, you're being considered.
Mm-hmm.
And then about, I think the next day or 2 days later, my team called, and they're like, hey, you got it. And it didn't even hit me right away, but, like, once I got off the phone, that's when I started crying, like, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Wow. So let's tell the audience, some people may not know of the show. Well, I don't know who those people are, but we got to tell them anyway. What's your character's name and just a little bit about what's going on right now in Power Book 2?
So my character is Diana Tejada. She is a part of, I would consider, a ruthless drug family. Monet Tejada, played by Mary. She is a queen pin. She is a boss. She's running things in what most would consider a male-dominated industry. And there's just a lot of craziness going on. I have a cousin who's in school playing basketball. And, of course, Diana, she wants to be a part of the school life. But because of circumstances, they want her to be a part of the family business, and she's, like, trying to rebel from that. So it's a lot of push-pull between her and her mother, which is so great to see because it happens in real life. Mother-daughter relationships are always, like, push-pull. You know, you always have an issue somewhere.
Yeah, of course, and, of course.
Yeah, it's just, like, a really good crime drama, but so much duality amongst all the characters. The characters are really fleshed out and written very well. So even if you're not necessarily into drug game type of TV shows, there's so many layers to these characters that you'll find yourself relating to. some way, somehow.
Oh, my God. There's definitely so many layers. I mean, your brothers alone, they have their own stories. You have one brother
whose exactly.
name Woody McClain, and then Lovell Adams plays Drew. I was like, wow, like when he came out as gay, I was like, I knew it. He's like hiding something, you know. And then, you know, you want to go to school and you're like on that campus. And I felt bad for you, your character, because I was like, wow, wouldn't it be helpful for you to go to school also to learn about business
mm-hmm.
and to learn, you know,
exactly.
to run something, you know, as a woman, and it would give you confidence, you know. Now, let's talk
yeah.
about, you got Love. You said you almost got the other role, which is a character named Lauren that's played by Paige Hurd, but still got to kiss up on Michael Rainey. Can we talk about
uh-huh.
that? What was that like? You know, people want to know, was that nice? Was that uncomfortable? What was that like for you?
Well, first I will say I don't know if I almost got the role for Lauren. I just auditioned for both Lauren and Diana.
Okay.
But Diana
okay.
is the one that took off, and I'm so proud of Diana. Like, I love Diana's story. As far as, like, getting to play Michael's love interest, he's so respectful, so I love working with him. He's such a giving actor. I remember our very first scene that we had to shoot in episode one, season one. I was so nervous, and he was just like, you got this. Like, he's so sweet, and clearly he's been on Power since forever, since the beginning,
mm-hmm.
so he's a vet, you know, in the Power universe.
Yeah.
And, of course, I want to take his advice. But, yeah, no, it's really cool because it's always good to play. Like, when you're a love interest, you know that your partner or your scene partner is very respectful, you know, and I love
mm-hmm.
that. We respect each other. We respect each other's craft and space and stuff like that. So it's fine.
It's good to hear that. And fun, yeah, because – you hear all these things, you know, in the industry now coming out about all different actors and newscasters and all these different men,
yeah.
unfortunately, that have been disrespectful to women in the business. So I'm glad to hear. Michael actually was on the show when he was very young, when he did the movie Love. And I just, to see him now is just like crazy. Now, you work with Mary J. Blige as your mother. Yo. I would not want to be on the bad side of Monet, okay? How do you guys decompress, like, offset? Like, because there's so many serious scenes. There's, like, you know, killings and then just her energy coming at you guys, being real stern. How do you decompress offset, or do you guys stay apart from each other?
Decompress? Well, like, in between takes, if, depending on the scene, if it's not, like, too dramatic where, you know, you have to really dive into, like, past experiences, however you use your process to bring the character to life. But
mm-hmm.
if it's, like, a fun day or just, you know, I would consider it a more easier going day, we're
right.
having fun. Like, in between takes, we're talking, laughing. Mary's so funny. like, she's so cool to be around. So, yeah, it's really cool.
So how did you get into the business from the beginning? Did you go to school? You know, were you, you know, raised in a family of entertainers? Let's talk about the beginning. How did you get into the business?
I've always been fascinated with, like, TV and acting, and I would literally act out everything. When I'm brushing my teeth, I would have a little toothpaste, and I would just, like, read the back and, like, try to do it. Mimic the commercials and stuff like that. So corny, but, like, I've always been into it, and my mom and my dad, they're like, okay, cool, well, let's see, and they, you know, took me to an audition. I believe it was, like, a Disney audition, and they wanted the girl to, like, rap and do all of this stuff, and I was just so excited to be there. I don't know how well I did. Clearly, I didn't get it, but it definitely sparked something in me where I was like, okay, yeah, I want to do this. This is really fun. And, yeah, my mom put me in classes, and I'm still in classes to this day. I'm literally in class. I think it's the best way to keep your tools sharp and to not get lazy or comfortable, because if you want to elevate your skill, you got to keep working at it.
Favorite Disney movie? Do you have a favorite Disney movie?
Gosh. Cool. Well, right now I'm watching Disney Plus, so I would say all of like the superhero stuff, because I really want to be a superhero at some point in my career. That would be so nice. So yeah.
Well, you put
Captain
it out there
America.
In the universe, you know. Captain America.
Huh?
Okay. I said, put it out in the universe. You just said it. I want to be a superhero. You never know. You could, you know, come
Absolutely.
Up on like you on some other. Disney Plus show, and we'll be like, oh my God, she said it here on 11/18/21 at 7:10.
Oh my God.
I want 10%.
So
Latoya, I want 10% because you said it here, okay?
That is hilarious. Wait, that registered so late. I was like, oh, okay. That's so funny.
Who would you like to perform with? Other actors or actresses, who would you like to perform with?
Oh, my gosh. I love Viola Davis. I love Leonardo DiCaprio, Christopher Nolan. Like, they're just so
wow.
free. And the way they think and just the way Christopher Nolan writes and directs, like, I would just – clearly I get very passionate. I keep their That's probably not the right thing to do. But, yes, I'm just – they really spark something in me. I get excited when I watch – all of them, when I watch their work.
Yeah, well, there was a black woman who created this along with 50 Cent, Courtney A. Kemp.
Absolutely.
Would you want to be like her one day and produce some type of show, or you just want to stay, you know, being an actress?
I have to give so much love and credit to Courtney A. Kemp, because I feel like, even though this isn't necessarily your question, but I just want to say, Courtney has created a major platform. Courtney and 50 Cent both created a major platform for so many actors, whether known, unknown. And I feel like since this is my biggest job to date, my first series regular, the fact that I got booked to be a part of this franchise coming from, like, no one knew who I was, you know what I mean? I was just auditioning and working really hard, and the fact that she gave me a chance and she saw something in me rather than saying let's make sure Diana is some popular person that we already know of. She took chances on so many newcomers, so I respect that so much. Now, to answer your question, yes, I would love to produce. I feel like I'm very good with time management and money, so I feel like producing could be in my future. Directing, I love acting, and I feel like if I were to be a director, I feel that I would be more of an actor's director, and I gravitate to those type of directors. I think that would be nice. And writing, my brain is always going, but I don't know. I would love to write, but it definitely seems harder than it looks.
Yes, I've had a lot of authors on. But talking about writing, do you read a lot of books? And if so, do you have a couple favorite ones that you've read a couple times maybe, or you would recommend for someone to read?
Oh my gosh. So right now it is The Four Agreements. I know there's The Five Agreements or The Fifth Agreement, but The Four Agreements is really good because it helps you apply certain rules to life and not take things personally. And I know in an industry like this, sometimes it's hard to not do that. But I feel like it's a really good, like, life lesson type of book, and I always recommend that one for sure.
I've read that. Yeah, that's a great one. Sorry, go ahead. Say that again.
Oh, I was going to say, soon I'm going to be starting The Outliers.
Oh, okay.
That one was recommended to me by my boyfriend. He swears by that book. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going to read it.
Oh, and talking about your boyfriend, he's in the industry too. He's been on the show as well, Arlen Escarpeta. Is that still your boyfriend? Because you know this business, it can be fluid. I don't know what day and week.
No, yes. Yes. He's on David McMahon. He hasn't been on Power, though. I don't know if that's what you said.
No.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No, I just said he was on the show, on my show before, when he was on the Whitney Houston.
Oh, on your show, nice.
And but I saw a little quote that he said about you. He didn't say your name, but he just said, "I'm in love with a beautiful, wonderful, amazing woman, and she challenges me in the best way possible."
Oh, that's so sweet.
Nice. Really nice to hear. Very nice to hear. So
likewise,
you,
he does the same for me.
He does the same. How do you guys stay grounded? Because I'm sure you get a lot of male fans, you know, wanting to talk to you, and I'm sure he gets female. How do you guys kind of keep the peace and not, you know, let those aspects get to your relationship?
Making sure that the foundation is solid and that no one can try to infiltrate. Yeah, solid foundation and security, like confidence, knowing that no one has anything on you, and likewise, vice versa.
Yeah. So one of the things that people always talk about is, like, you're doing a lot of auditions. You get 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 100. Do you see yourself doing another show after this, or you're just focused now on season 2 of Power Book 2? Do you have another show coming up or a film that you're working with or on?
Not at the moment, but I love being booked and busy doing what I love to do. So if it presented itself, absolutely. I mean, the right job, of course.
So how do you practice your lines? I ask a lot of actors this, and they have different ways of doing it, you know, repeating, using computer programs, all types of. How do you learn your lines and not forget them?
I feel that I have, like, a photographic memory. So
really?
I can look at, yeah, it helps so much, especially if you have, like, a monologue. But even though I learn the lines, I don't want to sound robotic or sound like I'm reading. So just learning the lines is one thing, but breaking down the scene, breaking down, like, the trajectory of where your character is going is very important. I feel like sometimes it's more important than learning the lines, because if you learn the lines, then if there's no truth in what you're saying, no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
As far as that, I mean, photographic memory, but, like, really approaching the character, I tend to break things down.
And that's one of the things you're learning in your classes, is to do that. What other things are you learning in some of the classes you've taken that might help young actors succeed in the business?
Well, two things I would say. Definitely trust your instincts. I know, and I've noticed, especially with my current coach, who's amazing, Catlin Adams, she's no joke, I must say. But, like, trusting your instincts, working with her, I noticed that sometimes I would kind of hold back rather than just going for it. And when I surprise myself, which is one of the things that she tries to instill in everyone, surprise yourself. Don't
mm-hmm.
keep rehearsing it to the point where it's mundane and, like, you're saying the same thing, it sounds robotic. Surprise yourself. Have fun. Be free. Trust your instincts. And the next one I would say is to not play the idea. It's so boring to watch yourself back or see other people play the idea. Like, I don't know. Let me see. If you're playing the doctor.
Yeah, do you have an example? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so let's see how to make it make sense. So if I'm playing a doctor, right, sometimes we have this idea of how doctors should sound, how doctors should look, how doctors should be. And then
okay.
you get on screen or on the stage and you're playing the idea of what you think they are rather than knowing
mm-hmm.
that a doctor is still a human being. They still have their flaws. They could still
right.
be, they could be from a wealthy family. They could be a first generation college student graduate, I'm sorry. Like, there's so many different types of doctors. You don't have to go into one specific idea of a character like, oh, this doctor should sound like, no, because doctors are real people.
Mm-hmm,
like, you
mm-hmm.
know.
It's the subtext of the character that's important.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Right. I hear you. So now let's just ask a couple fun, crazy questions. Okay, your baby hair is belaying tight girl on the show, okay? Now, do you do your hair, or does somebody come and do your hair? How does it work on set for you?
On the show, so season one, I was in, like, a lot of ponytails, so they would definitely do my hair on set. But this season, I will say that they wanted to go a different direction and elevate her hair a lot more. So this season, we're going to have fun, especially as the season progresses. You'll see a lot of different, like, really cool on-trend hairstyles, some that I was like, ooh, okay, I want to do this in real life. And they're so open. Like, I had a whole folder of hairstyles that I wanted to try. So, like, towards the end, we got to try some of the styles. And, yeah, I think those are going to be a hit. I think people are actually going to really like those.
You know, as an African-American woman in the past, that was a really big deal, trying to find someone to do your hair, the texture of your hair, to be able to handle your makeup. The industry definitely has grown, and I think you're at a good point now. So, and you're working with a great group that is focused on African Americans, whereas if you may be on another set, you might not get the same treatment, I hate to say, just based on, you know, what other actors
and actresses
have told me, you know?
Absolutely. I think, like, it's an ongoing thing still. I mean, there's some Black actresses that I know, and even male actors, like, a lot, like, with their haircuts and stuff like that, a lot, it's still going. I think we're making progress, but there's still some ways to go, but I'm thankful that we are where we are.
Yes, definitely. Let's ask about
deal.
You know, say that again, go ahead, sorry, I cut you off there.
I was just saying, because it's a big deal, that's all. Like, you know, your hair and your makeup, or your haircut and your makeup, whatever it may be, it feeds into your confidence. And if you don't feel good, and then you have to go out there and perform, and you're supposed to be in a happy state, like a happy scene, how? You don't even have the confidence to do that. You know what I mean? So it definitely matters. So we're making our
definitely.
Way. I'm thankful for that. More education, it's starting to flourish.
So let me ask you about the COVID time. You know, we're hopefully coming like to the end, so to speak. We're getting boosters. Where were you when you found out about COVID, and what did you do the last year trying to, like, stay healthy?
So we found out, like January, no, actually, was it? Oh gosh, so long ago now. I think it was March. We were shut down in March. And it was shocking. It was scary. I tried to, like, I call it thug it out in New York, because, you know, everyone's on the West Coast. So I was like, okay, no, I think we're going to start up soon. So I tried to stay in New York, and I just, the media and different IG stories were, like, saying all this stuff. And one of my friends was like, listen, you don't want to be in New York. I'm from New York. You don't want to be in New York when there's a blackout and all this other. Oh, my God. So all this anxiety, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm out of here. I booked a flight the very next day. I probably stayed, like, for 4 extra days, and then I was out. I went home, and I stayed inside for the most part.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me ask you, what
I was
do you eat for
scared
breakfast?
Initially.
What's your favorite breakfast? Since you stayed inside, let's talk about food, because a lot of people were eating. What do you like to eat for breakfast in the morning?
I'm pretty simple. So I will stick to, like, pancakes, bacon, like turkey bacon, eggs, or oatmeal.
LaToya, wait a second. You said simple. I'm thinking, like, a bowl of cereal. She's going to tell me, like, you know, Honey Nut Cheerios. You like pancakes, eggs. You know, this and that, turkey bacon. I'm coming over your house for breakfast.
I mean, I feel like it's simple because, like, you know, it's, you mix it up really fast. I guess it's not that simple, huh? You're right. Okay,
that's okay. It's okay. Let me ask you, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you like to go?
Oh, wow. I would love to go to Greece. I've never been. I see all the beautiful pictures. I would love to go there.
And where have you been so far in traveling that you really like? Maybe like a vacation you went on?
Oh, my gosh. It's been so long. But, where did I go?
Well, that's okay.
I did go to China, and that was interesting. But that was
Wait a second. She's holding back. She's holding back, people. You went to China? Okay, ni hao. Okay,
ni hao.
Ni hao. Wo hung hao. I only know, like, how are you, and then, like, I'm okay, and thank you, and goodbye.
She is, like, thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Sushi, yes.
Yeah, I had to learn. I met a local, and I was like, can you tell me how to say no beef? Like, I eat meat, but I just didn't want any beef that time. And she was, like, trying to tell me. She recorded it in my phone. It was crazy. And
oh,
I guess where I was, there weren't that many African-American or black people, period. So, like, it would be, like, I would walk around, and the natives or locals, they would try to, like, record me. But
they were trying to do it, like,
in a sneaky way, but it was see you. So I would say, like, ni hao, and they'll be so shocked and like, oh, can we take a picture? I'm like, yes. But so nice. Treated us so well.
Well, that's good. I mean, when did you go there? Do you mind me asking? And for what purpose? Was it for school or family?
No, it was semi-school. Like exploration, and then also I ended up getting the opportunity to do an acting gig, but it didn't even matter because everything got dubbed over. So I was over here thinking I was giving my best performance, and I don't even hear myself. I've never even seen it, so I don't know.
Oh, my God, so you never even got a copy of your work?
Yeah, never, but I don't even think I was on it at this point.
No, I think you got a lot
grown.
Of look, that you have grown. You got old news. November 21st on Starz, the season 2 of Power Book 2 is going to be out, and people are going to be blown away because I feel definitely like you're moving up on the chain and you're really trying to make moves, not just your hair, but you, your character.
Yeah.
is going to be definitely pulling away and trying to make more of a stance for herself. Let's see. I think we have
Absolutely.
A caller. Let me see if they have a question real quick. Good evening. Do you have a question for LaToya? You're calling 1-877 last digits. Oh, I guess they got nervous. Anyway, thank you so much, LaToya, for coming on this evening.
Thank you.
I wish you so much success with the new season of Starz, and maybe there'll be a season 3. Who knows? You could, like,
Hopefully.
Just keep going for, you know, people do shows for, like, 10 years sometimes. I mean, it's, you can
That's
be on the
so
show
true.
For a long time. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
thank you so much. I hope
I
you have a great
it.
Weekend. Oh, and happy
thank
Thanksgiving.
You, you too. Oh,
All
yeah.
Right.
Oh, wow. Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with LaToya Tonodeo. She's in Power Book 2, and the season 2 is coming out November 21st on Starz. Check her out. She's definitely going to become, like, in competition with Mary J. Blige and their family business, possibly. So keep an eye out for that. I'll see you guys this weekend doing a show at 11 a.m. With author Ayanna Gray. So you're going to check that out. Thank you again. Follow me on Twitter, @JoyKeys. Check us out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. Also check the shows out on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google, as well as here at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much for your support, and have a great evening.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.